KQED.
Yesterday, a bill that would require doctors to tell patients they were on probation died in committee. As health reporter Laura Clivens explains, this is the second year in a row this bill has died.
Before Lloyd Montserrat had weight loss surgery in Southern California, his fiancée Michelle looked up his doctor on the medical board website. She found nothing of concern. Only after Lloyd died from what she called a botched surgery did Michelle discover the doctor had a drug felony.
Lloyd should have had the right to know, and had he had the right to know, he would have lived.
Yesterday, 14 years later, a bill to strengthen that kind of notification was up for a key vote. It applied to doctors accused of serious offenses, like sexual misconduct. But in a surprise move, the bill's author, Senator Jerry Hill, pulled the legislation. He says it was watered down so much that most doctors on probation wouldn't have to notify their patients.
If you can require to notify the hospital you're affiliated with and the insurance company that provides your insurance, a doctor should be required to notify the patients, who are the most important part of the healthcare continuum.
But Assemblymember Evan Lowe says he didn't think it was fair to doctors who had willingly agreed to go on probation.
Many doctors who are only accused of serious misconduct, they would have been treated the same as those as found guilty of such an offense.
Senator Hill says he's not giving up on this issue, but it's unclear if he can find a solution this year. For the California Report, I'm Laura Clivens.